所。
Hallelujah, in Jesus Christ, we commence the morning prayer section.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们今天早上的早祷。
Let's turn the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们请翻开提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and verse 4.
提摩太后书第二章第三节跟第四节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
You therefore must endure hardship as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Verse 4.
第四节
No one engaged in a warfare entangle himself with the fear of this life, that he may please him who enlists him as a soldier.
第三节，你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。第四节，凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
As a soldier of Christ, we must do the things that soldiers do.
所以，成为基督的精兵，我们必须要做。当一个兵人当要做的事。
First here say, as soldier, we must endure hardship.
这里讲到说我们要同受苦难。
And as soldier, we must not entangle with the things of this world.
那当作为一个军人，我们不应该要事物缠身。
Even though we are servant of God.
虽然我们是神的仆人。
But in the eyes of God, our status is very high.
但是在神的眼里，我们的地位是非常高。
Because the nature of our soldier is we are enlisted by God Himself.
因为是神亲自招我们当兵。
Because in verse 4 it says we must may please Him who enlists Him as a soldier.
所以在第四节这里告诉我们要叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
Enlistment is very different from involuntary service.
所以这个被招是。跟自己自愿是很不一样。
Just like when you, if you want to go to the armed forces in the United States.
就像我们在美国要去当兵。
Of course, most of the time when they have a draft, of course you can go and enlist yourself to become a soldier.
所以他们在征兵的时候，你可以自己去报名参加。
And we haven't had the draft for many many years, but many people are voluntarily go and enlist themselves to be a soldier.
虽然在这国家我们很久没有就是有这个义务的兵役。但是很多人都自愿要当兵。
But for us, it's very different.
但是对我们来讲，我们是非常不一样。
Because God is the one that handpicked us to be a soldier.
因为神亲自用手来选召我们当做他的精兵。
Let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们请翻开帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14.
帖撒罗尼迦第二章十三节跟十四节。
But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth.
十三节，主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该当为你感谢神，因为他从起初拣选你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能得以得救。
So every single one of us who are baptized.
所以我们每一个人都受了洗。
We are handpicked by God to be His special soldier.
所以我们是神亲自选召成为他的精兵。
And because of this, attitude should be very different than those who are not enlisted.
所以我们的态度要非常跟没有被选召的人非常不一样。
So that's why you can see in a church the pastor they must serve in full-time capacity.
就像我们在教会传道是全专职的。
Because if we become the soldier of Christ,
因为当我们成为基督的精兵
，we must be always active.
我们是随时我们是非常活跃的。
But if we are involuntary, this means we can just reserve. We can do, you know, we can serve only time when the army or the country needs us.
但是我们若是自愿的话，那我们就不一定说都一定要。当兵，我们是随时需要才会用到。
So that's why in the United States armies they have, for example, the National Guard, right? They are reserve.
所以在我们这个国家有他们有备用的兵。
Only at war time that they were called out to serve.
只有到战争的时候他们才会来招这些兵。
But those who use those who use their career as in the armed forces, they do it full time.
但是说是全职的兵人，他们就是他们就是终身要服侍。
So that's why it's so important for us to have this kind of mindset.
所以我们必须要有这种的观念。
The day that we are baptized.
我们受洗那一天。
It's the day that God began to train us to become His great soldiers.
那一天就是神他已经开始来训练 我们成为他的精兵。
If you do not think that we are the God chosen, we are enlisted by Him, then it's very easy for us to entangle ourselves with the things of this world.
如果我们不认为我们是神亲自选召，那我们很容易就被这世上的事物来缠着。
And then the first characteristic of a soldier is to endure hardship.
那第一个这个基督精兵就是必须要能够忍耐能够承受这个困难。
So when a soldier endures hardship, this means he will become a good soldier.
那如果我们能够克服各种困难，那我们就是能够成为基督的精兵。
Like one night I was watching on television.
就像有一天晚上我在看电视。
How the Green Beret choose their soldier. Green Beret is a special force in the army.
这有一个特别的团体，他们就是怎么样，他们来选。他们的军人
，Maybe it's they start off about 200 people.
他们刚开始是只有选两百人。
But on the end, maybe only 30 people can make it.
但是到最后，他们只有挑选三十个人。
Because for 3 months they must endure a lot of hardship.
因为在三个月这当中，他们必须要训练，而且会经过很多的考验。
They do many different kind of activities.
那么他们有很多不一样的活动。
Some have to sleep in the mud overnight, right? And they are very cold.
那有些他们必须要在泥土里面睡觉，而且非常寒冷。
And sometimes they do work by pulling like 500 pounds of, you know, this just barrels, right? Just pulling. They have to make it 2 miles away and using only thing that they give them, right? That is very difficult.
那他们必须可能要拖着500磅的东西，要拖一段距离，所以对他们讲是非常的困难。
And sometimes have to travel the whole night without sleeping in the dark.
那有时候他们整夜的要走很遥远的路。
So those soldiers who cannot endure hardship, they drop off one by one.
所以那不能受苦的这些军人，他们就一一被淘汰。
So the same thing for us as a soldier of Christ.
是啊，同样的，我们基督，我们是成为基督的精兵也是。
Of course, yesterday when I described to you, you know, I go to Hawaii, I play golf, I go to Australia, I eat crocodile meat. Yes, all these things is you know, I just want to make it very lightly, right?
那我也说过，我去夏威夷能够在那里享受那边太阳，而且在去澳洲也能够吃鳄鱼肉。我说这些只是让大家感觉到非常轻松。
Because serving God is not always full of suffering.
所以我们为神受苦，为神来工作，并不是一定都是受苦。
But most of the time, yes, it's suffering.
但是大部分的时间，我们必须要受苦。
Because when we go through suffering, and then we become strong as a soldier of Christ.
因为我们经过了苦难之后，我们就能够成为基督的精兵。
I would not work in the world and leave my family, you know, 5 weeks at a time. I would never ever do that. Because it's very a lot of suffering for me.
因为我绝对不会。就是辞掉我工作，然后来为主来工作，因为这对我来讲是很多的受苦。
But this is the nature of a soldier of Christ.
但是要成为基督的精兵，我们必须要有经过这样的训练。
We must travel to different places.
我们必须要到很多不一样的地方。
We must leave a family behind.
我们会离开我们的家人。
And we not must worry about the financial matter, the things of this world.
我们必须。不能够来担心我们的钱财，然后世上的事。
Of course, this kind of suffering will go through.
因为这样的苦难，我们必须要能够来忍受。
Even though the Bible said a soldier of Christ must go through suffering, it doesn't mean that we give one another suffering.
虽然圣经跟我们说我们必须要受苦，这并不是说我们互相给对方。什么样苦难
？Because the suffering, the trainings come from a person who enlisted us as soldiers. That is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
因为这种苦难是神他亲自让我们能够体验到。
But we are fellow soldiers.
但是我们彼此都是基督的精兵。
And we must work together.
我们必须要一起团结来
为神工作。Just like when they have the training for the Green Beret, right? That I saw on television.
就像我在电视看他们这群的军人，他们必须。要来一起同工。
They have four groups, right? They split into four groups.
他们分成四组。
And we can see very clearly the group that can work together with each other the most, they're the one that succeed the task that you know the master or the sergeant give them to do.
我们可以看到那一组能够最能够团结的，他们就是能够成功。
But if one of them fail, this means the whole group will fail.
但是如果其中有一位成员他能不合作的话，那这一整组就就失败。
So as soldiers of Christ, we need to have this kind of mentality.
所以成为基督的精兵，我们必须要有这种的观念。
We are fellow soldiers.
我们是彼此都是神的兵人。
Someday one of us stronger than the other one.
那有时候我们会比对方还强。
But that's the time we reach out our arms to pick them up.
这时候我们就必须要扶持比较软弱的。
Maybe someday we are the one that is weak.
因为也许有一天我们是成为比较软弱的
and need our fellow soldier also to pick us up.
那我们同龄也会能够来扶持我们
So in other words, don't make one another to suffer, right?
所以我们不应该让对彼此来受苦
Because the suffering itself will come from our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这种苦难是神从神来的
And he knows exactly how to train us to be better soldiers.
那神他知道要如何训练我们能够成为他更好的军人。
Then verse 4 is also very important.
然后第四节也是非常重要。
He said, "No one engage in warfare and tangle himself with the fear of this life."
那这讲到说，凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身。
This is very important.、Right?
这是非常重要。
When a soldier go and to be trained, the first thing he do is cut off all his hair.
因为当兵第一件事情就是要把头发剃掉。
And what they ever known from before, they just leave it in the past.
所以他们以前的事情，他们必须要留在后面。
All they need to know is to listen to their commander, say yes and no, sir. That's about it.
那他们所要听的就是听他们的将军所说的话。
They cannot call the family.
他们不能够来打电话给他们的家人。
Because there's no TV during the training.
那他们训练当中也没有电视。
There's no radio, there's no internet, there's no nothing during the training for 3 months.
所以也没有收音机，也没有网络，所以一切都没有。
So for us, we know we're active soldiers of Christ.
所以我们是基督的精兵。
Of course, we're going to try our best to not entangle ourselves with the things of this world.
所以我们要尽力不要让这个世上的事情来缠身。
Of course, there's nothing wrong to enjoy doing this and doing that.
当然来享受一些。世上的事也是没有什么错。
Because God gives us many beautiful things in this world for us to enjoy.
因为神赐给我们这世上很多事情能够让我们来享受。
But to entangle this means to trip us up, right? To make us stumble or to stop us from doing the work that we should do for Lord Jesus Christ as a soldier.
那这所谓的缠身就是不要让世上的事情来阻挡我们来为神工作。
So that's why for us if we think about this.
所以我们。如果好好的去思想
then we'll be able to focus more on the goal we want to reach.
那我们就能够很专注，就是我们要我们的目标。
Of course, for those of us who do not serve God full time, sometimes it's very difficult.
当然，对我们不是专职的信徒来讲，这是服侍神是有时候会非常困难。
We have to feed our family.
我们必须要来维持我们的家庭。
We have to work hard every week, 50-60 hours a week.
那我们每一个星期必须要投入很多时间工作。
Of course, all these things we must do to fulfill our duty as parents and as a mother or father.
当然我们成为父母，我们必须要做这些事情。
But make sure all these things do not entangle us from reaching and fighting for our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是非常重要就是我们不要让这些事情来缠身，然后来阻挡我们。到神那边。
And then as a soldier of Christ,
那成为基督的精兵。
We have to understand the nature of our warfare.
我们要了解我们所要战的战争。
We know our enemy.
我们知道我们的敌人。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
我们请翻开以弗所书。以弗所书第六章。
Chapter 6, verse 10 to verse 12.
以弗所书第六章十节到十二节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to verse 12.
以弗所书六章十节到十二节。
Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11.
十一节。
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wile of the devil. Verse 12.
十二。
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the rule of the darkness of this age.Against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So we can see in these three verses, Paul tells us who our enemy is.
所以在这三节，保罗很清楚告诉我们，我们的敌人是谁。
So that's why he said we must be strong in the Lord and in His power.
所以这里讲到我们要依他，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
And how can we do that?
那我们要怎么做呢？
That is to put the whole armor of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
And only then we can stand against the wiles of the devil.
唯有这样我们能才能够抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Because we don't fight against our brothers and sisters.
因为我们并不是与我们弟兄姐妹来征战。
Because we don't fight against flesh and blood.
我们不是与血气来征战。
But we fight against principality.
我们是与那些掌管管辖在幽暗世界的人来征战。
And against power, against the rule of darkness of this age.
来与这个掌管这个幽暗的世界来征战。
And against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
还有天空属灵气的恶魔。
So that's why, as a soldier of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们成为基督的精兵。
To love one another and to serve God with one another in one accord should be very natural.
我们必须要能够很自然来互相彼此相爱，然后彼此服侍。
Because our enemy is never with one another.
因为我们的敌人他们都不会一起。
Because if we just busy fighting one another, how can we fight against the enemy?
因为如果我们不能够彼此合作，那我们怎么样能够来与我们的敌人征战呢？
So that's why we must be really focused.
所以我们必须要非常的专心。
We know we all the things that happen in church most of the time because of Satan.
那我们看在教会当中发生一些事情，大部分的这些事情都是从魔鬼而来。
But if we build the world in one accord,
但是我们要是能够团结来一起努力
，Satan will have no foothold to go against us.
那是魔鬼就没有。就不会留给魔鬼留地步。
Because the minute we work in one accord, the power of Lord Jesus Christ will manifest in every single one of us.
如果我们能够同心，那神的力量就会与我们同在。
And also listen to 1 Peter chapter 1, chapter 2.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 11.
彼得前书第二章十一节。
This is also our enemy.
这也是我们的敌人。
Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul.
亲爱弟兄，你们是客旅，是寄居，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。
Of course, we know that Satan is an enemy.
我们知道撒旦是我们的敌人。
But the only way that he has foothold to fight against us because when we are weak fleshly.
因为当我们给魔鬼留地步，就是当我们肉体软弱的时候，
because we know the fleshly lust always going to fight against our soul.
因为我们知道我们的私欲都会与我们灵魂征战。
But if our fleshly lust overcomes, this means Satan will have a foothold to destroy us.
所以如果我们是让我们私欲来来掌控我们，那我们就是给魔鬼留地步。
So because fleshly lust is like a poison to our body.
所以这个私欲就像我们是像一个毒品一样。
So that's why we cannot blame on Satan everything that's going on in our church.
所以我们不应该把每样事情都推给魔鬼。
Sometimes because we war against a fleshly desire and a fleshly lust, and we lose to it. That's why Satan can come in to destroy us.
那常常是因为我们让我们私欲来掌控，所以我们就被魔鬼来击败。
So we must be watchful when it comes to these things.
所以我们必须要非常谨慎。
So our enemy is Satan.
所以我们的敌人是撒旦。
And the enemy is the lust that comes from our flesh.
那这个我们这个敌人也是我们肉体的私欲。
And let's get back to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们请翻回提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
Verse 1 to verse 5.
第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 to verse 5.But know this, that in the last day, perilous time will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blaspheming, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. Verse 4.
第四节
Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. Verse 5.
第五节
Having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. We can see these also are enemies.
所以我们看这几节所记载的也是我们的敌人。
Because these are the people that belong to Satan.
因为这些人他们是属于魔鬼。
And they belong to the soldier of Satan.
他们是属于魔鬼的军人。
Because we know toward the end days.
因为我们知道到末世。
And now is the end days.
现在就是末世。
Many people belove themselves.
很多人就专爱自己。
They be lovers of money.
他们是爱贪爱钱财。
They will be proud at disobeying to parents.
那他们自夸违背父母。
They be unloving, unforgiving.
他们非常没有爱心，不能够原谅。
Why? Because they are lover of pleasure than lover of God.
因为他们专爱世界，那不爱神。
So we must contend with all these things.
所以我们必须要与这些事情来征战。
So when we look around us, we have many enemies that go against us.
所以我们看看我们的周围，其实有很多我们的敌人。都一直要来攻打我们。
So that's why if we don't think ourselves as an enlisted soldier, then it's very difficult for us to deal with all these things.
所以我们若不自觉，我们是基督的精兵，那我们很容易就被打倒。
Every day we must fight a good battle for our Lord.
所以每一天我们要为神来争一个美好的仗。
And then if we, as a soldier, we must know we must endure hardship.
那我们成为基督的精兵，我们也必须要受苦。
And then we also must not entangle ourselves with the things of this world.
那我们也不被这世上的事情来缠身。
And only then we have the strength to fight against the enemy.
唯有这样，我们才能够有这个力量来与我们的敌人征战。
It doesn't matter with Satan, with a fleshy desire, or with the people in this world.
不管是对付魔鬼，或是我们肉体情欲，或是我们这世上的事情，
we will be able to overcome it.
我们都必能够得胜。
Because God has trained us to fight against all these things.
因为神已经训练我们要来与这些事情来征战。
Now let's come up and pray together.
那我们现在到前面一起祷告。